Flipkart receives NCLT nod to move domicile back to India ahead of IPO.
Data centers power Zetworks $2 billion run.
Meta backs DPIIT's AI copyright model.
Attenberg appoints bankers for 2,000 crore rupees IPO.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, a big development from the OG startup Flipkart, the Walmart-owned e-commerce company has received approval from the National Company Law Tribunal to shift its holding company domicile from Singapore to India.
Yes, so this approval allows Flipkart to move ahead with what is known as a reverse flip. If you remember, a lot of startups, including PhonePe, RazorPay and others, did the same. This means transferring ownership from its overseas holding entity to an Indian entity and consolidating its group structure locally.
Now, this move is significant because unlike smaller startups, Flipkart's reverse flip is more complex because of its size and layered ownership, with Walmart holding nearly 4/5 of the company alongside investors like Google, SoftBank, Qatar Investment Authority, Microsoft and Tencent. And the NCLT has cleared a phased merger of its Singapore entities into Flipkart Internet, which will become the group's main holding company in India.
Yes, so Flipkart had earlier said the move was part of its preparations for a public listing, though it did not share a firm IPO timeline yet. So now with Indian capital markets deepening and more startups opting for domestic listing, we can soon expect something from Flipkart to knock the IPO doors very soon.
That's right. Flipkart's IPO expect anywhere in the next 12 to 24 months. And from what we've been picking up, it's gunning for a very ambitious valuation of $50 to $60 billion. We'll have to wait and see how that pans out. Now, India's AI push is driving demand beyond software, and as data centers expand across India and the US, rising power infrastructure needs are boosting demand for startups like Zetwork.
Yes, so the Bengaluru-based manufacturing platform says it expects to close FY26 with more than $2 billion in actual revenue, driven largely by energy and power projects linked to data center expansion. Again, what stands out here is that it's delivered turnover, not just a projected run rate.
So co-founder and CEO Amrit Acharya told us that Zetwork does not supply directly to hyperscalers like Google or OpenAI, but as data centers mushroom, the infrastructure that supports them, be it power generation, transmission and grid equipment, is seeing sustained demand, pulling Zetwork deeper into global supply chains.
Yes, according to him, some transformer and grid components now had delivery timelines stretching to 2 to 3 years. Now, that points to tight capacity and sustained demand for Zetwork rather than a short time spike.
Beyond energy, Zetwork is also expanding into electronics manufacturing. It's producing laptops, wearables, hearables, and other IT hardware. And it's moving backwards into PCB manufacturing to gain higher supply chain control under India's PLI schemes.
Yes, again, all this comes as Zetwork prepares for an IPO that could raise up to $750 million in early 2026. The company has even mandated top investment banks, and Acharya told us that the company is EBITDA profitable this year with sufficient operating cash flows.
So moving on, while infrastructure powers AI on the ground, policy decisions are shaping how AI systems get built. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, or METI, today has backed the DPIIT committee's proposed framework for the use of copyright content in AI training.
Now, this is significant because globally, publishers and individual authors have taken companies like OpenAI, Microsoft and Meta to court over copyright infringement, arguing that their content was used to train large language models without permission or even payment.
So METI says the DPIIT committee's proposal tries to strike a balance. It allows AI companies to train models at scale while also recognizing the work of creators by ensuring they are paid.
Yes, so the ministry agrees that AI systems need access to large and diverse data sets to work well, but it also says creators should be compensated fairly when their content is used.
So one key idea is setting up a copyright royalties collective for AI training, or CRCAT, which would handle collecting and disputing payments. Meti has suggested a minimum revenue threshold, so AI companies would start sharing revenue with copyright holders only after they begin making money, easing the pressure on early stage startups. We will have to wait and see how this impacts the companies in the coming days.
All right, the IPO timeline continues to stay busy, especially for consumer and tech-led companies. Today, we have Atomberg, which makes smart fans, mixer grinders, and water purifiers. They have now moved closer to the public markets.
Right. So we are picking up from our sources that Atomberg has appointed bankers for an IPO of over rupees 2,000 crore or $220 million expected around the January to March quarter of 2026. So the company has engaged Avendis, IIFL, Axis and ICICI Securities. While Avendis and IIFL have already been finalized, Atomberg will choose one between Axis and ICICI Securities as its third banker.
Yes, the proposed IPO will include both fresh issue of shares and an offer for sale component. Typically, investors and other stakeholders dilute around 10% of total equity during an IPO. So we can expect the same for Atomberg.
So if Atomberg raises around 2,000 crores, that would imply a valuation of roughly 20,000 crore or $2.2 billion. However, the deal has not been finalized yet, and details, especially valuation, could change as talks progress.
Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.